As you may know, this Sunday is known as Gaudete Sunday, the Latin word for rejoice. St. Paul begins the epistle for today with these words, "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." And this is a very important ability for all of us, to be able to rejoice, and I might say to find joy, especially when things are difficult. In a word, to count our blessings. We have to consider this season, the story that everything is about. If we are to look at it from an outside perspective, it's rather a sad story. A young family forced out of their home because of some census. A mother, 9 months pregnant, forced to travel across the desert on a donkey, finding no place to stay. Can we imagine the sorrow in anyone's heart? But especially for these parents, to have their child born in a stable. These are dire circumstances, not a very happy story, but Christmas is one of the most wonderful times of the year, you know. Why do we rejoice? How do we find the joy in a story that seems so sad? And of course, it is by using our eyes of faith. We know that one of the greatest events of all time, the incarnation, the birth of the Son of God, took place amongst such dire circumstances. And the tone of the gospel is not sad, but we hear of the angel singing Gloria, shepherds standing in awe. So we need to find joy. We need to be able to rejoice even when the circumstances are dire. We've talked before about the ideology of St. Francis of Assisi and his concept of perfect joy. What is perfect joy? And it's encapsulated in the words of St. Paul. I will glory in nothing save in the cross of my Redeemer. That the very fact that we have crosses to carry can be a joy. But we have to find them. We have to seek out this joy. We have to tell our human nature what to do. There's an interesting little story in the life of St. Philip Neri. He came to this one church where there was a small organization of priests that lived in common. They didn't pronounce any vows or anything like this, but they lived in common and I guess you could say shared their income. But there happened to be, in this little community, two priests who particularly detested St. Philip Neri, for whatever reason. It was, I'm sure, because they had hurting consciences already. And they saw the purity, the perfection of St. Philip's life, and were full of jealousy. But they did everything they could to make his life miserable. And know St. Philip Neri, you know that his mode, his MO, we might say, was to find joy in everything. He's known as the cheerful saint. But how did he react to these two men who hated him, who were trying everything possible to make him unhappy, to make him suffer? And he was full of gratitude. But he had a funny retort. He had a funny comeback. He said, well, I don't have to be bothered to think of sacrifices for myself. They're doing most of my work for me. So rather than beyond even being humble and accepting his cross, he found a cheerful way to look at it. This is of the utmost importance for us. We find the circumstances of the world becoming rather similar. Perhaps in the near future, men, society, will be trying to make life difficult for us as Catholics, because they do not approve of our lifestyle. They do not approve of our faith. But how are we going to accept this? In whatever way it comes. Beyond even resignation to God's holy will, we ought to be filled with a holy joy. Our Savior, from the first day of his life, had to suffer, after all. He was born in a stable in the cold of winter, into a manger full of rough hay. But we must not forget the joy of the Holy Family that night. We must be there with the angels and the shepherds, standing in awe, full of reverence and full of joy at such a wonderful sight. Because we too, in all things, we must try to follow our Savior. And if he had to suffer from the first day of his life, so we. But we have to suffer with joy. We must seek out our Blessed Mother. There is one last point I'd like to make, and that is about the different types of joy. There's a very specific type of joy we see on Christmas night. And we're given the word specifically in the gospel. And the word is peace. We know the joy that the world seeks, a raucous, selfish, abrasive joy. This is opposed entirely to that joy which is from God. And I think that joy is best described in that word, peace. We think of the Christ child in his mother's arms. This is the joy that we must seek. We must seek out our mother, place ourselves firmly in her arms. It is that peace of conscience, that happiness of soul, that is the joy that we must seek. And this is the joy. If times become difficult, this is what will see us through. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us not seek the joy of the world, but seek out our Lord in the manger. Seek out our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. Find that peace of that leads to the perfect love of God.